Good morning, everybody. Brian Newbert here again from goldenblack.com here in the old home workspace. Once again, it is Wednesday, May 20th. This is your goldenblack.com daily quarantine simulcast. Again, for Wednesday, May 20th, it is brought to you by Fouts Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, Sixth Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, East End Grill, and the Charters Team Remax Ability Plus. I want to remind you, as always, of our restaurant sponsors, specifically East End Grill in Lafayette, 6th Street Dive in Lafayette, Arnie's all over the place, Bruno's on the Levee, and the Whitaker Inn in West Lafayette, especially Triple X in West Lafayette as well. They're all probably in the next few weeks going to transition back into being open, but in the meantime, I think the majority remain open for carryout orders. If you're looking for a hell of a dinner or to simply support our local businesses at the tail end of this very difficult time they're all experiencing, please keep them in mind. East End Grill, 6th Street Dive, Arnie's, Bruno's, the Whitaker Inn, and Triple X. We are probably winding this feature down. I know that probably breaks your heart, but maybe through the end of next week or something like that. Obviously, we don't necessarily, there's probably no hard definition of quarantine being over. But we are probably winding this down here, maybe in the next week or two. It is getting difficult to come up with things compelling to talk about. It is getting difficult to come up with things to talk about, period. But for the past few weeks, we have taken a lot of suggestions from people in terms of things to discuss. And one of the ideas came from Andrew, which was Purdue's 2022. It's hard to say, 2022. Basketball recruiting outlook. I've hesitated to kind of do that because sometimes the names this early are sort of more theoretical than they are real. Also haven't done much with it at goldenblack.com quite yet, so wanted to probably do it there before I did it here. But I'm desperate, absolutely desperate for stuff to talk about here. So I'm going to do just a couple minutes here on Purdue's 2022 basketball recruiting outlook at the moment. Obviously, they're finishing off 2021 right now. Profiles to be a very promising class. Obviously, Caleb First is already committed, one of the best big men in his class nationally. Purdue's only got two scholarships. We'll see what they do from a numbers perspective. If other scholarships open up, they would obviously use those on 2021. The possibility exists that Purdue could oversign as well. I don't think Matt Painter ever sprints toward that scenario from a willingness perspective, but I think it's something they could look at if the right opportunity presents itself. 2022 is a different deal. You know, Purdue normally gets a lot of offers out pretty early, locks into some guys early, and to this point, to my knowledge, and I think my knowledge is pretty thorough here, Purdue only has three scholarship offers out to rising juniors, the 2022 class. Once again, that's Jalen Washington in Gary Westside, a really, really promising player, a guy who's going to be very highly recruited. Coming off an ACL injury, I don't think that's going to do much to sidetrack him from a recruiting perspective. Camden Heidi up in Minnesota, a player who might be also a really, really, really highly recruited guy. He has connections to Purdue in that his family is basically from town. From Lafayette, West Lafayette. Purdue, I think, is going to be a real factor on him. And then Grady Dick, who's a shooter from Wichita, Kansas, if I recall correctly. A guy who, you know, Purdue might not have the connections to. They would with Jalen Washington, who Purdue's recruited since he was in eighth grade, and he's an hour and a half up the road. And Camden Heidi, who obviously, you know, Purdue has a lot of family connection to, has had Camden Heidi on campus a couple of times here. Well, once, I guess, for last summer's elite camp. But obviously his family is well connected to the area. That could matter, might not matter, doesn't always matter. But I think it'll make Purdue at least a factor long term for him. We'll see how recruiting ends up for him, whether he's a Duke, North Carolina level sort of guy. He might be. Jalen Washington is a guy who's going to have a lot of the name brands on him. Michigan State, I'd imagine, is going to come at him. Indiana's already offered him as well. But I could see him going blue blood as well. But Purdue's going to be a factor there as well, simply because Purdue's been on him forever. Purdue has a good history in the region. You know, again, proximity to home usually matters as long as things stay above board. You know, that will, I think Purdue will be a real factor there. That's pretty much it. That's the three scholarship offers Purdue has in the 2022 class, to my knowledge. Contrast that to the 2021 class that Purdue is currently recruiting, and it had more offers than that out, I think, already at this stage. They'd already offered Caleb First. They'd already offered Max Christie. I'm not sure because I can't remember the exact timeline on them offering Harrison Ingram. I don't remember the exact timeline on them offering Trey Kaufman. It might not necessarily be ahead, but I think that there are some big differences between this 2022 class and a lot of other classes Purdue has recruited, in the sense that the state of Indiana's class among rising juniors isn't very good. Normally, you know, Purdue's had a good foundation there where there's always going to be a couple of kids in the state that Purdue can offer and lock into for a long period of time. If not Indiana, then somewhere in the Midwest, relatively nearby. You don't always get those kids, obviously, but at least it gives you a pretty good picture of who you're recruiting, where you stand with them, you know, and so on and so forth. But the state of Indiana in 2022 is not very good in that class, not very deep, at least. Jalen Washington is probably absolutely the top prospect in the state. Purdue's obviously been on him forever. The drop off from 1 to 2, 3, 4 is pretty considerable. I might be forgetting somebody here. But off top of my head, Jalen Washington's the only guy who really jumps out to me as a guy who Purdue's absolutely positively going to recruit in Indiana. That makes it very much an outlier sort of year. That means Purdue's going to have to go far and wide, most likely, for its 2022 class, which isn't all that big of a deal because I think Purdue has a little bit more national appeal than it did a while ago. But nevertheless, Purdue is going to have to go far and wide looking for players. The other part of that now is that Purdue has, on paper, 4 scholarships to fill, which is a big class. Purdue kind of catches a little bit of a less than fortuitous turn here, where you only had 2 in a class that you're loaded with prominent targets in 2021, but then you turn right around and on top of it, a down year in Indiana, you have 4. So that's not ideal. The other part that's certainly less than ideal for Purdue, and again, this is largely everyone's problem, but it will be more of a problem for people with a lot of scholarships in 2022, is this summer is when you get on your guys for next summer. The summer going into one's junior year is a huge summer for an evaluation perspective, from an establishment of targets perspective, and going into a class now where Purdue has 4 scholarships, if you don't have a summer here, if the evaluation period in July doesn't happen, the spring evaluation period already hasn't happened, that is going to put a tremendous emphasis on in-season recruiting. That is kind of Purdue's strength, because Matt Painter probably gets out and sees more players during the season than any head coach in college basketball. I shouldn't say that definitively. I can't imagine there being very many coaches who do it more or even as much as Painter does, but that's not ideal because obviously you have a season going on. There's only so much you can get done. Typically, in-season recruiting is often for guys you already know you want or you're this close to offering. If you're going into the season with a blank slate and you're expecting Matt Painter to go see 30 players that you haven't offered yet during the season, that is not reality. You need these summer evaluation periods to get in on guys early. And, you know, Purdue, like everyone else, isn't going to have that opportunity, at least in a normal fashion, this spring and summer. It's always conceivable that an evaluation period can still happen in July. It's always conceivable that if it can't happen in July, maybe something can happen in August. It's always conceivable that if it doesn't happen in August, it can still happen on weekends in September. That stuff is all perfectly plausible. But college basketball coaches are already out the spring grassroots evaluation period, the June high school evaluation period, their camps on campus, and who knows what's going to happen in July now. This is obviously a real problem from a basketball recruiting and evaluation perspective. And yes, I do think it affects Purdue a little bit more than it affects everybody else, simply by virtue of the fact that they have four scholarships to fill in 2022. This is a program that normally is ahead in recruiting because it does a good job getting on guys early, in large part because it has to, in large part because the players it's going to recruit are normally within a stone's throw of their campus, obviously exaggerating that. But that is not the case this year. So there's a lot of factors working against Purdue here in 2022. I've always wondered, if you find a player you like in 2021 here this summer, and this is just me talking here, this might not even be realistic. This probably isn't realistic, but I'm just saying it because I just talk and I have no control over it. If you find a player you like this summer in 2021, and he's the sort of player that you have leverage over in the sense that his other options aren't as great as they would be an opportunity to play at Purdue, could you send a kid to prep school? Could you backdate a 2021 kid into your 2022 class? That is just extreme theoretical. I have no reason to believe whatsoever Purdue is thinking that way. I'm just speaking hypothetically more than anything else. It would alleviate a little bit of the pressure to fill massive numbers from a 2022 perspective. Another thing would be a sit-out transfer, if there are sit-out transfers anymore here after today, which the NCAA transfer waiver vote may or may not occur today. And even if it passes, it may or may not go into effect right away. But taking a sit-out transfer next year to sit out 2021 and then come on board on 2022, there's complications there because you need that scholarship in 2021 to accommodate that player. But I've kind of lost track of this. But a transfer might make sense too to help fill your numbers. If there's immediate eligible transfers, then hey, that might make some sense too. Go recruit the transfer market to help fill those four scholarships. But Purdue, again, to recap here, Purdue's got some serious headwinds against it, I think, in recruiting, simply on the surface in 2022. Down year in Indiana, no evaluation periods thus far this summer, four scholarships to fill. Only three offers out thus far. We talked about them, Jalen Washington, Camden Heidi, Grady Dick. I think Purdue will be a real player for Jalen Washington, Camden Heidi. No guarantees on either. Both of those guys are going to be really high-end players. So that's what I got. That's my little brief summation of Purdue 2022 basketball recruiting. So this has been brought to you by Fouts Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, the 6th Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, East End Grill, and the Charters Team Remax Ability Plus. Want to remind you once again, for a great dinner or simply to support our local businesses, please keep in mind East End Grill, 6th Street Dive, Arnie's, Bruno's, Triple X, and the Whitaker Inn. And you won't be sorry if you do. Thanks, everybody. We will talk to you again tomorrow on Thursday. And as I said before, we're probably winding this down. If you have any last topics you want to email me that you'd like to hear me babble about, please email me at bnubert@goldenblack.com. NEUBERT. Thanks, everybody.